Blog Talk Radio.
Website as well. This week we're going over who is God, I am.
am that I am. And this is going to be a really good lesson from this Who Is God series. There's going to be a total of 10 lessons in this whole series. And so, again, you'll be able to get those lessons on Amazon.com. Actually, lessons 1-4 are available on Amazon.com. We've gone over Who Is God, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Elyon, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rafi, and this week we're going over Who Is God, I Am That I Am. And so I pray that you would go to Amazon.com and purchase a lesson. It helps to support the furthering of this ministry. Also, if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry, you can do so as well by going to the website. Again, that website is www.it-isfinished.com. That's with an ED.com. All right, before we continue on, please pray for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted all throughout the world. We want to keep them in our prayers, so please keep them lifted up in prayer. We have a 30-minute, half-hour broadcast. I do pray to be back on for a whole hour, hour and a half. If you'd like to donate to the cause of this ministry to help do so, again, that's www.it-isfinishedwithaned.com. All right, we're going to get on to the headlines because our time is not that long. World War III could start this month. 350,000 soldiers in Saudi Arabia stand by ready to invade Syria. 350,000 soldiers, 20,000 tanks, 2,450 warplanes and 460 military helicopters are massing in northern Saudi Arabia for a military exercise that is being called Northern Thunder. According to the official announcement, forces are being contributed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, Sudan, Kuwait, Morocco, Pakistan, Tunisia, Oman, Qatar, Malaysia, and several other nations. The exercise will reportedly last for 18 days, and during that time, the airspace over northern Saudi Arabia will be closed to air traffic. This will be the largest military exercise in the history of the region, and it comes amid rumors that Saudi Arabia and Turkey are preparing for a massive ground invasion of Syria. If you're going to gather forces for an invasion, this is precisely how you would do it. Governments never come out and publicly admit that forces are moving into position for an invasion ahead of time, so military exercises are a common excuse that gets used for this sort of thing. Okay, so as I just read, we have all these nations that are gearing up for what could be the start of World War III. When will it start? We don't know. You know, in the article it says it could start this month. It could start next month. We don't know. But the thing is, 350,000 soldiers. See, a lot of this is not being reported in mainstream media, and they are not telling everyone what is really going on. They'll mention a little bit about a little fight here, a little fight there in the Middle East, but they're not letting you know how serious this is. Now, what they always call it is military exercises. So instead of telling people this could possibly lead to a world war, they just say, oh, well, they're gathering their troops. We're having military exercises, quote unquote. No, they're not having just military exercises. They are getting in position for actual war. Now, I'm going to read this a little bit further. It says, if these exercises are actually being used as an excuse to mass forces near the northern Saudi border, then we should expect an invasion to begin within the next couple of weeks. If it happens, we should expect to see the Saudi coalition storm through western Iraq and into Syria from the south, and it is likely that Turkey will come from the north. The goal would be to take out the Assad regime before Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah could react. For the past couple of years, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and their allies have been funding the Sunni insurgency in Syria. They are counting on those insurgents to be able to take down Assad regime by themselves. Okay, so basically, as we know the United States wants Assad out, okay? The United States, is wanting. See, when Russia went in, they kind of messed up with what the United States had in mind. And so the United States has been funding and has been giving weapons to the militants, which is just ISIS, your terrorist organizations. And as we've talked about before, is whenever I played you a clip on the YouTube videos a few times, that out of Hillary Clinton's own mouth, whenever they fund these Syrian rebels or whatever rebels in these countries, these are the very ones that turn to your ISIS, Hezbollah, and different groups that you have to wind up fighting later. So basically, what does this say? This is saying that the United States have given arms, given supplies, given money to terrorists, organizations, all right, just like they just did with Iran. Okay, Iran is no more of a democracy than North Korea, all right, but they're telling you, oh, well, we're doing this to keep weapons out of their hands. No, what you've done is you funded them to put weapons in their hands, and therefore the very money that they're using to, that they've given them, billions of dollars, freed up their sanctions, this is going to be used against the United States. So it is coming. All right, now I wanted to go to another article, and let me see here. I want to go to this other article, and I believe, let me see. Yes, okay, I believe I just passed it. Okay, I'm going to read some more because a lot of people don't understand, you know, what is going on. And so I'm going to read some more of this, and then we're going to break it down just a little bit further. Okay, so if the war was to end at this moment, a weakened Assad regime would remain in power, and Iran and Hezbollah would be the dominant powers in the country for years to come. So Iran, as we know, is no friend of the United States. Okay, as the United States was doing these crazy agreements, they were shouting death to America, death to Israel. Okay, Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, all right? So this is another one that they're saying that will be a dominant power for years to come in the Middle East. Now, it said, and once Assad dies, it will be inevitable that Iran and Hezbollah would attempt to transform Syria into a full-blown Shiite nation. Now, a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, when they think of Islam, they think of one united front. Well, no, actually, you have two. You have the Sunnis and you have the Shiites, and they're fighting amongst each other, okay? And when what's happened, the other countries have dragged themselves into this fight that is between these two Muslim, you might as well say Muslim organizations between the Shiites and the Sunnis. Okay, so it goes on to say this is something that Saudi Arabia and Turkey want to avoid at all costs. Now, it goes on to say, but if Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and their allies go in, they run the risk of a full-blown war with Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah. Just consider some of the comments that we have seen in recent days. Reacting to the potential troop deployment, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mulam said Saturday, let no one think we can attack Syria or violate its sovereignty, because I assure you any aggressor will return to their country in wooden coffins. So basically what they're letting you know is, you try to attack us, we're sending you home in body bags, okay? They're not playing. This type of information is not being broadcast on your mainstream media, okay? It goes on to say that if this does happen, you can rest assured that Barack Obama gave them the green light to go in. All right, so basically what they're saying, if these nations, Turkey and Saudi Arabia and these nations go into Syria, you can be sure that Barack Obama was behind it, all right? And as we know, Barack Obama is a man of war. He goes in, tears up countries. That's what the United States is good for these days. Go in, tear up countries, and then the countries come out worse than they were. Now, And it says, goes on to say that we could literally be looking at the spark that sets off World War III. I can't believe that Saudi Arabia and Turkey are actually considering this. And if this does happen, you can rest assured that Barack Obama, again, it says, gave them the green light to go in. Unfortunately, it sounds like the decision may have already been made. Just consider that Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu is saying, if we have such a strategy, then Saudi Arabia may launch a ground operation, he added, fueling concerns that a foreign troop invasion may soon further complicate the already turbulent situation in the war-torn country. All right, so again, we have Turkey and Saudi Arabia that is that's trying to have alliances together for a possible ground invasion. Now, this right here will get very, very ugly if should something like this happen. Now, earlier today, Russia and I believe the United States, they were talking about ceasefire in Syria. However, as we know in the Bible, when they speak of peace, then there's sudden destruction. All right. So the other day, actually today, I was listening to a broadcast on Open Your Eyes People with Anita Frances, and she was reading something off of the Dave Hodges Common Sense Show. You can type in Dave Hodges Common Sense Show, and what she was reading was that he had people that he had talked to with inside information that FBI, CIA, other government officials are actually bugging out. What does that mean? They're getting out in Dodge. They're going into their hiding spaces, and they're leaving, rather it's leaving the U.S. or going in the mountains, going somewhere because they're expecting some big things to happen. Okay, could they be expecting that we are about to enter World War III, that we are about to have missiles flying everywhere, okay? Are they expecting something to go down? And it seems like they are. Now, the other day I reported to you that there were reports that the U.S. government has been contacting, specifically the FBI, they have been contacting different food organizations that carry your food that lasts for like 25 years. They're contacting these different companies trying to find out how much supply do they have on hand. And what they've told them is in the event of a national emergency, they're coming in and they're taking all their food immediately. So what does that mean? That means that if you are, say, for instance, you were an owner of one of these, you sell food that that lasts for years at a time, I don't have a name of any company right offhand, but if you sell this type of food, and what the government is saying is that they're going to come in, you know, with their trucks or whatever they're going to use, their armed guards and their trucks, they're going to take everything out of your store, and they're going to keep it. And so, therefore, this has been reported that this is what the United States government, I'm not talking about foreign government, what the United States government is preparing for, okay? Bankers are being told or having drills. That we've reported on this, I believe, last year about bankers. They had sent out 250,000 survival kits to different banks throughout the United States. For in the event there's an emergency, then what is an emergency? This is when they tell you that you can't come get any money. And so what was I listening to? I forget what report I was listening to. I'm not sure if it was Alice Jones or Anita Frances, but one of them, they were saying that what's going to happen is that you're going to have armed guards that's going to just allow people to come in maybe three or four at a time, and you're going to have armed guards there to make sure that nobody gets crazy. So this means it's going to be long lines. They're going to tell you how much money that you can get, how much money you can take out, and they will not, you will not have access to your funds like you want to. This is why I tell you people, do not have a lot of money in your bank, because they're going to have a bank holiday. And when they have a bank holiday, that means that you're either not going to have access to any funds, or you're going to have access to only limited funds. And what I mean, you can have thousands of dollars in the bank, and they can tell you, oh, well, you can't get anything but $60. It happened in Greece. All right. So what the right emergency, such as World War, will change things. You don't think that just because, oh, it's over there in Syria. No, people, you have to be prepared here, because rockets, missiles do. Okay. And so, but the thing is that we're not supposed to fear. We're supposed to prepare. We know that the Bible talks about wars. We know that the Bible tells us that nation is going to rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And so, therefore, when we're hearing things, and see, a lot of times the Fox and CNN and MSNBC are not telling you how close we are to World War III. They're telling you that everything is okay. Just like last year, we had Jade Helm exercises. We talked on this last year, Jade Helm, where the military was in various states and they were preparing for what could possibly civil unrest. It could be possibly they were preparing for military action, maybe invaders coming on our own soil. But the Walmarts that closed down. We got Walmarts that closed down this year. 150-some Walmarts are supposed to be closing nationwide, okay, across this nation, 200-some altogether across the planet where they have Walmarts at. But the thing is that they're turning these Walmarts into FEMA centers, okay? And they're going to say, oh, well, they're not education centers. They're going to say that basically they're health centers to make you feel more comfortable. No, these are like concentration camps, all right? You can go online, you can Google it, type in FEMA camps, type in Walmart closings. We talked about this last year, all right? Whenever I get a chance to come back to you for the full hour and a half, then I will go back over these things that you need to know. Well, because time is limited on my show right now, the only thing I'm going to tell you is, first of all, Psalms 91, those that are in the secret place, the hiding place, Jesus, God is our hiding place. We got to dwell in the shelter of the Most High. Okay, it's not about having faith in if I can move to another country or if I have enough food. Yes, we want to do all those for us, have food, have weapons, have medical supplies. Yes, we need to have all those things. However, we need to know that our faith is in God. Now, I'm going to go to the Word of God, and I want to read Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. We went over the book of Revelation. We went over the whole book of Revelation last year, but I do plan on going over it again this year, okay, because things are wrapping up fast. Things are happening. And it reads in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. I'm reading out of the NIV version. It says, I watched as the Lamb opened the first seal, the first of the seven seals. Then I heard the four living creatures say in a loud voice and a like thunder, come. I looked, and before me was a white horse. His horse held a bow, and it was given a crown, and he rode out like a conqueror, beat on conquest. Okay, so this white horse isn't Jesus here. This is someone who is going to conquer for the nations, conquering this nation, conquering that nation. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature said, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. So you have this red horse. This is war, going out to slay, going out to, you got the horse that goes out to conquer, the horse that's going out to slay, to make people, to take peace from the earth. When you're seeing mass killings and people killing this way, people killing that way, that's the red horse, okay, with the large sword that's taking peace from the earth. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come. I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures said, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. Okay, now we know this particular horse, this black horse that had the scale, that means that you're going to be working a whole day just to pay for maybe a loaf of bread. Now, some people think, oh, well, I'm already having a hard, I'm already struggling. No, we have not seen anything yet. Okay, well, I just told you about the government taking food, planning to take food to for the, either for themselves or when that time comes to give as rations, and you're gonna be in forced camps. Okay, you're gonna have these FEMA camps. They're gonna be working camps. Right now, they have laws on the books that they can make you work for free. In the event of some kind of emergency, they can take what you have, your home, your car, your food, whatever, they can relocate you. You will not have a choice. You will have to go where they tell you to go, and they can make you work for them for free. That means that if the government says that, oh, you have this particular skill, in the event of an emergency, they can make you go and work for them. You have no option. You have no choice. They will make you go, okay? That means you will not have any rights. The Constitution will be suspended, all right? Many people have prophesied saying that they're seeing that there's not going to be election this year. I don't know that. You know, I'm not a prophet. I don't know. But a lot of people are saying that this election is not going to take place, that Obama is going to serve a third term. It is quite possible that this could happen because the right event Obama already has in place that he can call martial law, okay, basically at will. He can call martial law. He can suspend the Constitution, and therefore that would keep him in office. It would keep us from having another president, at least for a length of time. And when could this be that they're prepared for something that's going to go down when it's close to the election? And will we have an election? Only God knows for sure. I don't know. I can't say, but a lot of people have said that God has let them know, or God has told them, or whatever, that there will not be an election, the election will be delayed. That's what's really been said, is that the election will be delayed indefinitely. So could that happen? Could that be why what took place with the Supreme Court justice, who seemed like it was more of a murder than anything? Okay, I want to read just a little bit more. And it says, then the Lamb opened up the fourth seal, and I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over the fourth of the earth to kill by the sword, by famine and plague, and by wild beasts of the earth. Okay, so famine, that means that people are going to be hungry. Plague, that means there's going to be diseases. This Zika virus, that was man-made virus, mosquitoes and whatever else they generate in some lab, this is like a plague. And then the beasts of the earth. Why would the beasts of the earth be killing people? Well, could it be that they are moving? They're going to have to move out of their natural habitat, and then they're going to be in places that they're normally not going to be in, and they're going to be the man is going to be the hunted, and okay, instead of it being the other way around. Things are happening at an alarming speed, okay, and we need to be prepared for the things that are taking place. This is not to fear. This is to prepare. So how do you prepare? You prepare in God. You, first of all, have your life right. Have the blood of Jesus over your doorpost. Make sure that all is well with your soul, because even though things may be going all around you, things may be happening all around you, you can still have peace in the midst of storm. It's not a cliche. Okay, if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. Said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. Allow him to change you from the inside out. Confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God allows us to confess our sins, to repent, and he will change us from the inside out. God bless you. This is It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich. Remember, we are on every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, as well as Sundays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central, and you can call in at 347-426-3031. Until next time, God bless you.